I think what matters is the kind of influence that arises out of these chance encounters and friendships, and the person who you admire is in the end much more important in your life than the person who you envy. I don't think that it's our, you know, there are people that we look up to because they have more degrees or more money. I think the people we look up to are the people who we respect and trust and who are part of our world but who have a kind of special place for us. You can have all the money in the world and all the formal power, but if you don't have a network of people who admire you and trust you and will work with you, you have nothing. Journalism is essentially written about older men and younger women. And I'm fascinated with the work that you described in mathematics and economics and such, and I don't really understand it because I don't have that kind of mind. And so the way that I can make sense of it is to translate it into social and human terms. There are these hubs, these key people, and information funnels through them. And to know who those hubs are, those key people, is that's power. The other kind of person who forgets nothing, who sleeps 5 hours a night, whose life is consumed with meeting people and furthering that connection. These connectors have this weird ability to meet someone who belongs to a completely different social space and feel comfortable in that space and make that person feel comfortable in their space. That is rare, and that's also extraordinarily valuable. Much of what our memory is not a memory of the specific fact, but a memory of where to find the fact. So I have stored, my memory consists of the library. It consists of, but most of all, it consists of other people. What I've memorized is what kinds of people know certain kinds of knowledge. One of the reasons that divorce or a death in the family is so painful is that it's more than you're losing the person. You are losing a part of your own mind because you have stored all kinds of memories, experiences, knowledge in that person's brain, right? People say when a loved one dies, I feel like a part of myself has gone. It's true. It's not a figure of speech. An awful lot of what friendship is, at least in the beginning, is the exchange of useful information. And what we've done is, as the world gets more and more complicated, more and more kinds of people all of a sudden have a seat at the table. What these technologies have given us is the freedom to construct our own social networks that aren't constrained in the same way by physical location. It's this dance that you mentioned. It is somehow they have an ability to sweep us up in their web, in the rhythms of their own speech and gesture, and they seduce us in the best sense of that word. One of the things that's interesting about them is that they are not simply experts. We know who the experts are. The thing that sets a maven apart is they are an expert, but they are also driven by a very powerful altruistic streak. I mean, if you think about the choices that you make in a lot of these areas, you're not actually interested in the most rational choice. You're interested in the choice that feels right. And part of what makes something feel right is if it has the approval and endorsement of people that you respect.